Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel looks pleasant. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies with a gentle breeze, making it a great day to be outside. Jerusalem will see mild temperatures and sunny spells. In Haifa, the weather is warm with a light wind. Meanwhile, in Eilut, it's bright and sunny. Perfect for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting from the Times of Israel, Jared Kushner has met with Hamas leaders in Egypt. The discussions focused on Gaza disarmament, with the IDF continuing its strikes. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports a slowdown in shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. This comes after recent attacks on tankers in the area. Also this hour, according to Israel Hayom Hebrew, Kushner has been in talks with Hamas about the possibility of transforming into a political party, as well as the issue of disarmament. Separately, a report from The Forward says a Jewish watchdog is urging the NYPD to adopt advanced detection technology. This follows a recent attack on a Manhattan synagogue. And finally, from reporting by JNS earlier today, Israeli forces have killed a senior Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon. This follows an attack on Israeli soldiers. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global, a popular news platform, posted just minutes ago about a new food trend. Korean chicken pancake, known as parakjeon, is gaining popularity for its crispy edges and juicy chicken. Meanwhile, Arsen Ostrovsky, an international human rights lawyer, noted that the Royal Commission on Anti-Semitism in Australia is holding its final hearing block today. They are focusing on ways to strengthen social cohesion. And from Middle East 24, there is news about the IDF unveiling a captured arms cache. This collection includes weapons from Iran, Russia, China, and even historical firearms from Nazi Germany. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel report. Jared Kushner's meeting with Hamas leaders in Egypt is a significant diplomatic move. Kushner, representing the U.S., is pushing for Gaza's disarmament, but Hamas demands a public commitment from Prime Minister Netanyahu first. The presence of Egyptian, Turkish, and Qatari mediators highlights the complexity of these negotiations. If successful, this could lead to a major shift in the region's stability. Turning to the Jerusalem Post report. The recent attacks on tankers have led to a noticeable slowdown in shipping through the Strait of Hormuz. This area is crucial for global oil transit. Although some ships are reportedly passing undetected, the volume is significantly below the usual 130 ships per day. This slowdown could impact global oil prices and supply chains. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew discusses the political implications of Kushner's talks with Hamas. The discussions included the potential for Hamas to become a political party, which would mark a significant change from its current status as a militant group. This shift could alter the political landscape in Gaza and beyond. Switching focus to The Forward's report. Following an attack on a Manhattan synagogue, a Jewish security group is pushing for the NYPD to enhance its technology. This includes using cutting-edge detection tools to prevent future incidents. Such measures are crucial for ensuring the safety of Jewish communities in the U.S. And finally, from JNS, the killing of a senior Hezbollah commander by Israeli forces is a critical development. This act follows an attack on Israeli soldiers, escalating tensions in southern Lebanon. It underscores Israel's stance that it will respond decisively to security threats. On the economic front, first, according to Katech, major tech companies are turning to nuclear power to meet the energy demands of AI. Despite its potential, the climate crisis raises concerns about the long-term viability of nuclear energy. Separately, Maariv Business reports a surge in global defense spending. However, the defense industries face challenges in meeting security demands, highlighting gaps in the current supply chain. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, there's concern over a recent case in Vienna involving an Israeli working at Bank Jerusalem. This incident led to a sudden stock drop, raising alarms about potential financial implications. That's your Israel 18 news update for morning. We'll be back with more at 6 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.